Early launch vehicles. The world's first rocket launches to reach the edge of space were carried out by Germany in 1944, using V-2 missiles, at least half a dozen of which passed beyond the theoretical boundary between the atmosphere and space. At the conclusion of World War II, the U.S. Army gathered up most of the remaining V-2 missiles and engineers in Germany and shipped them to Fort Bliss, Texas. There, they were prepared for experimental launches from White Sands Proving Ground in Project Hermes during 1946 through 1952, some with various experimental upper stages. The Army also selected and integrated scientific experiments into each V-2 launched from White Sands. In 1947, an experiment from the Naval Research Laboratory took the first photographs of Earth from space at an altitude of 100 miles. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory added a WAC Corporal research rocket to the V-2 in 1948, creating a configuration called Bumper, the world's first large rocket to successfully use an upper stage. On 24 February 1949, Bumper 5 reached an altitude of 244 miles, near the maximum altitude at which the International Space Station now orbits, although the upper stage did not attain enough velocity to go into orbit. The first successful U.S. orbital launches, following the Soviet Union's successful volley of Sputniks on 4 October and 3 November 1957, were carried out by the Army Ballistic Missile Agency and the Naval Research Laboratory. Unfortunately, they followed the highly publicized failure of the first attempted launch of a Vanguard satellite in 6 December 1957. On 31 January, the ABMA successfully launched the first U.S. satellite, Explorer 1, carrying cosmic ray and micrometeor detectors. On 17 March 1958, on its third orbital attempt, the NRL successfully launched the second U.S. satellite, Vanguard 1, carrying additional sensors to provide data on the orbital environment. Indeed, ABMA and the NRL carried out the first 10 U.S. orbital launch attempts, though only 4 were unqualified successes. They were followed later in 1958 by 4 unsuccessful attempts to reach the vicinity of the Moon, and a successful attempt by the ABMA on 4 March 1959, which passed beyond the Moon and went into solar orbit. The first 3 of these lunar attempts in the Pioneer series of deep space missions were the first Air Force space missions and the first to use the Thor IRBM as a space launcher. The first launch vehicles used by the Air Force were Thor and Atlas missiles, modified by the Air Force Ballistic Missile Division and Space Systems Division, to serve as space boosters. Indeed, the Air Force achieved its first partial success in space, Pioneer 1, with a lunar probe launched on 11 October 1958 by a Thor missile with a Vanguard second stage, a configuration called the Thor Able. The first Air Force satellite was Project SCORE, an Atlas B developmental missile containing communications equipment provided by the Army's Signal Research and Development Laboratory in one of its side equipment pods. The AFBMD launched the entire missile, minus the spent half stage, into orbit on 18 December 1958. Thor and Atlas missiles, with only minor modifications, continued to be used as space boosters for a long time, especially for military and civilian weather satellites. As time went by, Thor and Atlas vehicles were improved and standardized, and families of standard launch vehicles were created. The Thor gave rise to the series known as Standard Launch Vehicle 2, and the Atlas gave birth to the several varieties of Standard Launch Vehicle 3. Upper stages such as the Agena, the Burner 2, and the Stage Vehicle System were developed for use with these vehicles. Together with their associated upper stages, Thor and Atlas launch vehicles constituted the early backbone of the American space program. The last Thor launch occurred on 15 July 1980, and the last launch of the modified Atlas missile occurred on 24 March 1995, with both boosters carrying military weather satellites. The launch vehicles developed by the Air Force Ballistic Missile Division and its successors were used not only by the Air Force, but also by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, created in 1958. Civilian programs began using boosters based on the Thor missile immediately, and in 1959, NASA began developing the Delta upper stage for it from the second stage of the Air Force's Thor Able launcher, the first step in developing the highly successful Delta launch vehicle. NASA started using the Atlas vehicle in 1959, and its first manned space program, Project Mercury, relied on the Atlas for its orbital flights. Project Gemini, the agency's next manned program, employed the Titan II boosters, developed and man-rated by Space Systems Division, to launch maneuverable capsules carrying astronauts. The Gemini target vehicles, which were modified at Gina upper stages, were also developed by the Space Systems Division and launched on Atlas vehicles. The Agena was later modified further by NASA and employed extensively by both agencies. The Centaur upper stage, for long the most powerful upper stage in the national inventory, was born as an Air Force program before being transferred to NASA in 1960. It is noteworthy that much of this cooperation in developing and using launch vehicles was the result of a carefully considered series of written agreements initiated in 1959 and expanded during the early 1960s, which made up a national launch vehicle program. Later, Space Division also converted obsolete Titan II missiles that were removed from their silos during 1982 through 1987. They could place about 4,200 pounds into low Earth polar orbit, and they were employed primarily for meteorological and some experimental payloads. The first was launched on 5 September 1988. The last launched a satellite for the Defense Meteorological Satellite Program on 18 October 2003. Scout. Not all early launch vehicles were derived from missiles, however. The Scout, Standard Launch Vehicle 1, was a 3, 4, or 5 stage all-solid rocket launcher used to place small payloads of 80 to 200 pounds into low Earth orbits. It was the result of a merger of requirements and procurements by NASA and the Air Force. The Air Force Scout program originated in 1956 as a much more ambitious proposal by WDD's parent command, Air Research and Development Command, ARDC, to develop a family of progressively more powerful launchers, which could ultimately send payloads on lunar and interplanetary missions. However, DOD's Assistant Secretary for R&D scaled back the program until it became a development plan for a small research vehicle in 1958. NASA's program, which was the first to use the name Scout, originated at Langley Aeronautical Laboratory, then part of the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, in 1957 as a proposal for a basic launcher for low-altitude research payloads. In May 1958, the Air Staff proposed that the military and civilian programs be partially combined, and on 14 October 1958, the two agencies signed a Memorandum of Understanding to do so. NASA proceeded to develop the Scout and the AFBMD. Using a different contractor, developed its own modifications into several configurations known collectively as Blue Scout. AFBMD and the SSD launched military payloads on the Blue Scout during 1960 through 1965, but their successors used NASA's Scout configurations until 1994. Titan III, SSD also began the development of a new launch vehicle based on the Titan II missile, with a strap-on large solid rocket motors in late 1961. The primary requirements for the program at the time were providing a backup launcher for NASA's lunar program and providing a launcher for the Air Force's manned space glider known as Dinosaur. The launch vehicle program was soon named the Titan III, and its first research and development, R&D, launch occurred in September 1964. The R&D configuration, called the Titan IIIA, consisted of a modified Titan II core topped by an upper stage called the trans stage. This configuration, augmented with solid motors, was named the Titan IIIC, and it was first launched in June 1965. The 3C used two strap-on solid rocket motors that generated around 1 million pounds of thrust each. It became a versatile workhorse during the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s for many high-priority DoD payloads, including nuclear surveillance satellites, missile surveillance satellites, and military communications satellites. Indeed, the entire family of Titan III vehicles performed well in a wide variety of missions and configurations from 1965 through 1989. The family expanded to include the Titan IIIB, Agena D, the Titan IIID, and the Titan IIIE, Centaur. The IIIE was used by NASA for space projects such as the Viking missions to Mars. The final variety of Titan III, the Titan III-34D, was used during the 1980s as a backup and alternative to the manned space shuttle. The last 34D was launched in 1989.